We're here with head coach Sally Starr of the Boston University field hockey team. Terriers are in their first home win of the season. 2-1 victory over Maine. Coach, your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, it was a really hard-fought game. I think Maine gave us everything we could handle. Really pleased the way we just kept our composure. We competed hard, played together, and it's a big win for us. Maine's a good team, well-coached. And, you know, I just wanted to continue to see growth from, you know, game to game. And we saw that on Friday night against UMass, even though we didn't get the win. I really felt it was huge growth. And then today, we just gritted out a really tough win today. And corner defense was outstanding. Our attack penalty corner conversion was outstanding. Kate had a good, solid game for us. And I think that, we just really pleased to get the outcome today.
Yeah, looking at the weekend, corners in general, really strong and converting on them, earning them, and today it really made the difference at the end.
Yeah, it definitely made the difference, and I think that Peyton takes a lot of pride. They do a lot of work. We actually have an extra penalty corner practice during the week to really make sure we're getting the work done that we need to in that area of the game, because it's so huge, and it's nice to have her weapon at the top of the circle for sure.
Patriot League season starts next week. Six games into the season already. Where have you seen the most growth?
In every area of the game. I just, this has really been our dress rehearsal for conference play now. And I just, practice to practice, game to game, without exception, we've grown as a team. Yeah, each game kind of exposes a little bit different things that we think, okay, this is what we need to work on this week. And I think we've done a really good job. The team has done a really good job of really improving in the areas that we need to improve on. And that's really all facets of the game. You know, at this point in time, are we playing perfect hockey? No way. But I just really feel that we're really focused on improving every day.
We're here with senior Peyton Anderson. Peyton got the late game winner and the number was called, and you came through and the team earned a big win.
Yeah, it was a really good win today. We competed hard, came out here to work hard, and we did that. So really proud of the team today.
Obviously, a tough loss on Friday, but the team regrouped. What was some of the messaging from the senior leaders and others on the team in order to, learn from that game and play strong today?
Yeah, obviously, loss on Friday was disappointing, but we took the learnings from that game and really applied them to today. So just really looking after the ball, keeping possession, and like I said before, just working hard. And I think we really outworked Maine today. And in the end, that's what it came down to.
You've obviously been a big part of the team's corners since you got here, but things are coming along nicely and scoring a lot off them and earning a bunch. What have you seen lately on those and with the team and the growth there?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time on our corners. We take a lot of pride in our corners, PCA and PCD. So when it comes down to it, we really want to make sure we execute. And I think putting in that extra work outside of practice is really paying off.
Conference season starts next week. Big one at Bucknell. What have you learned over the years in terms of that, how important those games are, no matter when they are, early season, late season?
Yeah, Bucknell's going to be a really good game. I think they're a solid team, but so are we. We've got a lot of potential, and I don't think we've reached it yet. If we take all the learnings from the past six games and really work hard this week, then I believe that we can take that win on Friday. Saturday? I don't know. Friday? But, yeah, it's going to be a tough game, but I have full belief in this team that we can outwork them and get the job done.